Hello, beautiful ladies and gentlemen. I'm so excited to welcome you to the fifth edition of the Tori Property Tip Show. And today on the show, it's going to be a very interesting time. It's going to be a very enlightening time. Yeah, in this episode, you're going to learn some really key things you need to know before buying any property, right? Before buying any building, more specifically this time. And on today's episode, on today's edition of the show, we're bringing in a professional project manager, a project supervisor, and also a real estate consultant. This man is an absolute professional in the business of real estate and property construction. I mean, he knows all the right things for you to, you know, consider before, you know, buying any property. And this is why we're bringing him on the show today, like we do on the Tori show, to, you know, enlighten you on things that you need to know. Okay, so today on the show we have a very key professional in the industry based in Abuja, Mr. Sesu Simon. Good day, sir. Please, can you say hello to our listeners?
Hello, everyone. Happy to be here, Kingsley. Yeah, it's a lovely opportunity.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much.
So today, my people, we're going to be discussing on a very wonderful topic. This particular topic, we received very, very, you know, special request for it. We received special request from at least three of our listeners, you know, to, you know, let them know some of the key, you know, things to look out for while buying a building, a property, like, because I think one of them made such a big mistake, you know, and now he's trying to get his money back, and now it's kind of a very big problem for him, you know. So we want to bring in, you know, some really wonderful tips that is going to help you guys know, you know, the things to consider before putting your money to buy any building. You can just see a building looking so beautiful, all painted fine and, you know, nice finishing and all, I mean, but there are a lot of things you need to consider, you know, before buying those property. And the only way to find out is when you have some professional advice. So we're going to be, you know, letting Mr. Sesu in, you know, be giving us sharing with us his wisdom on, you know, property quality and, you know, all this stuff. He's a very technical person. I'm not such a technical person. So, Mr. Sesu, please, can you, like, let our people know, you know, some of these things to consider before, you know, buying, you know, any building? So, please, sir.
Once again, I'm grateful to be here, Mr. Kingsley. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
But for the listeners out there, I want to give you guys some pointers. Yeah. Whereby if you follow these steps, you're sure that you can keep any cases of fraud or complaints or scamming to the barest minimum.
Yeah.
We will try our best to make sure you do away with it 100%.
Yeah.
But nothing is actually perfect. Yeah. But let me go ahead with point one. The first and foremost thing you have to actually make sure you've got covered,
yeah,
is your purpose.
Wow.
For getting that property that you're interested in.
Okay. Wow.
Nice. Why do you want to buy that building or buy that location,
yes,
that land? You have to be clear with your goal for buying the building.
Yes.
Be clear with yourself,
yeah,
and communicate this need or this goal clearly to other people as well.
Yeah.
Is it to live in it?
Okay.
Do you want to keep it for a while then resell for a profit?
Wow. Okay.
Do you want to use it as a commercial property?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or as in a business place, an office space?
Okay.
Are you looking at it as a short-let apartment kind of thing?
Okay.
Whereby you can, you know, fix it up,
okay,
make it look nice, then give it out for short rent.
Like property flipping. Yeah.
Exactly, like property flipping.
Wow. Okay.
So by the time you're clear with yourself,
okay,
all right, and
yeah,
then of course you're clear with all the other stakeholders that will be involved in this process,
yeah,
then you can now know, okay, this is what I want to go for,
okay,
and you can communicate that clearly to the marketer or the seller or whatever. Exactly.
Okay. Wow. That's a very, very key point. So I mean, you can hear that you need to be very clear with your goal for buying the property, for buying the building. Okay, is it a property you want to live in? Is it one that you want to resell and make profit from? Is it one that you wish to use as a commercial property where, like, you want to rent out? Maybe I'm sure, sir, this very point is for, say, maybe plazas, like someone that wants to buy a plaza and then give out
exactly.
the shops and all.
Exactly.
Wow, okay, so one needs to be very, very clear about what they want to do with the property. Okay, so now when they are clear about what they want to do with the property, what other further advice do you have for them, in terms of considering, buying that property?
Nice question. Well, the second point is that they'll have to consider the location.
Okay.
And if it is befitting enough
for the purpose
of buying that property.
Wow, that's a very key point. Huh?
Because some people actually want maybe an office space, but they're going to a residential area to go and get that space.
Absolutely, that can work. And
you see the irony is that it actually happens a lot, especially in Abuja.
Yes.
But people always find out that those kind of properties end up having problems down the line.
Yes.
Either with
FCDA.
Exactly. FCDA or AMAC or any other statutory body.
Very true.
You know, because you find out that those kind of people cannot have signboards or signposts outside signifying this is a business because they're in the wrong location.
I mean, that's very true.
And
that's
of course, vice versa as well. Mm. Somebody looking at him trying to get a residential house, but going ahead in a commercial area.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
Busy streets, loud noises. You cannot be happy living there.
At all.
As long as you can make sure that the location fits your purpose.
Yes. You can go ahead.
Yes, you should go ahead.
Wow, that's a very beautiful point. So guys, I mean, this is a very, very key point. You need to consider the location where you're buying your property and know that it actually befits the purpose where you're buying it for. You don't go and buy a commercial a building with a commercial purpose, buy it in a residential area. I mean, you're just planning your business for that. Put that into consideration. Thank you very much, Mr. Sesu, for that point. Please, can we get to the next point?
Point three, I'll say you have to be clear about the true ownership of the land or the building.
Wow, that's very, very key.
Now, being clear means, you need to have photocopies of
original documents. Yeah.
You need to go and verify these things. Normally, it should be AGIS. That's Abuja Geographical Information System.
Okay.
All right, in their office.
Yes.
But there are also, legal procedures whereby you can affirm the true ownership
of the property,
of any property that you're looking at. So you have to get that clear and get that out of the way as well.
Yes, that's very true, Mr. Sesu, because I mean, in Abuja today, you see, we see a lot of things like these people selling properties that don't belong to them. Fake documents flying up and down, and you see a lot of people fall prey to these kind of dramas. And I mean, it is very, very important for you guys to know the channels through which you can actually verify documents for any property you wish to buy. That is why you should always be on the Tori Show, because this is where we enlighten you, this is where we teach you the right things to do. And you can always get our contacts and our Instagram handle to always reach out to us for any questions that you have. If you look at the artwork of this podcast, you're going to see Mr. Sesu's WhatsApp phone number, and then you're going to also see his Instagram handle as well as mine. So you can always reach out to us, and then we're always good here to assist you in anything that you need. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Sesu, for this point. Please can you give them more wisdom?
With pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir.
So my fourth point is, you should, if it's an old building, you should find out why it's being sold.
Because
in some very, cases, very you may have some underlying tones of either maybe fraud or the building itself has been abandoned for
abandoned
so long. So
has one or two issues.
Exactly. So you just need to be sure that just because it's old, or just because it's in a wonderful environment or a lovely place and it fits what you're looking for, doesn't mean you should just go ahead and buy it. Even after you have verified the documents that they are original and everything, the building also has to be looked at, has to be studied. And this is very close to my fifth point as well. Because my fifth point is, you have to consider the quality of the materials that were used in the construction of the building.
Absolutely. I mean, this point is so, wonderful point, sir. Please, can you throw lights
on it? We've heard stories of some real estate companies. I don't call their names, of course, but we've heard stories of some real estate companies that have had structures that were poorly built.
Substandard quality.
Yeah, exactly. And they're dilapidated right now.
Some
have even collapsed. Unfortunately, some have collapsed while people were inside.
Oh, my God.
You know, we've lost lives. We've lost We've lost human beings over this kind of thing. So
this is really bad.
It's really important, yeah. All right, that you should consider the quality of the materials used in the construction, and also if it's if you're buying like a carcass or carcass is a semi-finished building.
Okay.
If you're buying a semi-finished building, you should look at the quality of the DPC in relation to the area where, yes, where it was built, the foundation of the building.
Yes. Okay.
Make sure it is very strong. If the foundation was not properly done, I mean, we have structural engineers all over that can that can ascertain the ruggedity of the building, of the foundation itself. So, I mean, all of this we have to go through over and over again to make sure that you're not putting your hand or you're not putting your money in a bad venture.
Exactly. I mean, this is a very, very key point, sir. I mean, you can hear that. So there are a lot of things. Even imagine the key details you need to consider before even buying a property, as much as, you know, even the DPC, the foundation. You can see that you need to even consider the quality of the foundation, not even the beauty of the building itself. You can hear that. And I mean, to consider these kind of things, there's no way you can do it on your own because you're not a professional. You don't know anything about these, I mean, things. Okay? It is okay for you to make a mistake when you do not go for clarification. So this is why Mr. Sesu is a professional. I mean, he has a lot of completed estate projects, which you know that I know to his credits, but I'm not going to mention names. Okay, you can always reach out to him for this kind of clarifications. Okay, you can call his number and ask him in case you want to buy a property, call him so he can help you check out the site and, you know, consider all the technical things to consider before you put your money in it. So thank you very much, Mr. Sesu, for that very point. Please, can we forge ahead?
I'm very happy, actually, that you even mentioned it, that it's not the outward look, it's not the aesthetics of the building that is actually what you're buying.
Yes.
Many people get lost with it because of the flashy nature,
the flashy nature of
a building, thinking, oh, it's very nice.
Very nice.
But if you do not look at the structural components of that building, you stand a very high risk of getting yourself entangled in something that it will be very difficult to remove yourself from.
I'm telling you, and you see, one of the thing is a lot of, you know, developers and property, all these contractors, property contractors, you know, they just want to get the money, and they promise to deliver a certain quality of building.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, you know the trend around Nigeria now, you see, they just want to just use some substandard quality of materials, you know, to deliver a certain kind of building simply because you have it on the plan.
Exactly.
And then you deliver that kind of building. At the end of the day, the actual, you know, the longevity and the, you know, sustainability of that very property is nothing to write home about.
True.
You know, so people, you need to be very, very, you know, aware of these things, and you need to be very careful. Don't put your money in a property that will kill you. Don't put your money in a property that, you know, is going to put you in trouble and make you lose a lot of money. So please take note of those points. Thank you very much for that point, Mr. Sesu. Can we go ahead, please?
Yes, sir. My sixth point is that you should consider the kind of levels or degree of modifications and renovations that has been done in the building.
Wow.
And be
sure
that it doesn't affect the original longevity plan of that house or of that land or that location, as
that's,
it may be.
That's a very, very key point. Please shed light on this, because this is what I'm thinking.
You see, in construction generally, there are some members means there are some parts. There are some parts of the house where you expect there not to be any heating or modification on them during the lifespan of that house.
That house, yes.
Because you're expecting, based on calculations, you're expecting that the house should last, given maybe 50 to 100 years.
Yes.
All right. But there are some areas that if you affect or if you change, if you modify, if you transfer from here to here, it might affect that projection.
Wow.
So therefore, you will have a building that was meant to last for 100 years. Struggling to even pass 30-year mark.
Oh my God.
You know, I mean, if you go around Nigeria, if you know places like Ibadan, and you know some areas in the southwest especially,
I'm telling you, buildings have sat there for way over 100 years.
Exactly.
200 years.
Exactly.
Wow.
And this is with the layman, quote unquote, layman's understanding of how to build.
I'm telling you.
And still till now, they'll stand the test of time.
Wow.
But then you have duplexes, you know, that were built for millionaires here in Abuja.
And nobody
can stay in them. I'm telling you. So this is the reality that is in. But if you take note of this, I'm sure that you can't be caught by surprise.
I'm telling you. This is an absolutely beautiful point, Mr. Say. So, I mean, one, in fact, it's a very, very key point among the... You know, people overlook this very thing you just said now.
That's true.
People overlook this because... You see, in Abuja, most especially nowadays, you see that a lot of like you mentioned in one of your earlier points where you said a lot of residential buildings have been converted to, you know, commercial buildings and office spaces and all. Yes. If you notice that very reality, you find out that some of those buildings had been modified to fit a purpose it was not originally built for.
Very, very true.
Do you understand?
Yes.
For that very case, now you see that they might touch some of the original plans. The original architectural plans, design, specifically planned and designed for that building, and at the end of the day, you see property collapsing.
That's a very perfect example.
I mean, this thing is very, very, it's a very, very key thing to take note of.
Yeah.
Call a professional to look at a building for you. I'm sure I think one of my clients had, some time ago, about 2 months ago, if I'm not mistaken, wanted to buy a house, so the man was very particular, and I think I see his point now. He actually wanted an architect, a technical person to actually, go see what, he's buying. So he brought someone from his church.
Yeah.
At some point, I thought maybe he didn't trust me or he just wanted to get someone to... But I later saw the reason why he did that. Did you know what that man did?
No.
He asked, the buyer, the owner of the property, the seller of the property, to give him the original plan of that house.
Wow.
I tell you the honest truth. So, they brought the house, must have been there for well over 10 years or so. So, they brought the original plan of the house. The architect looked at it and went around the house. He said, "What I see in this plan is actually not what is in the plan."
Yeah.
If you see the way the house is very beautiful, all painted, and the finishing is so perfect.
It will be
beautiful. And if you do not look at it carefully.
Yeah.
So, the man finally discovered that house was modified.
Okay.
It was modified. It was initially planned to be a 4-bedrooms duplex.
Wow.
And right now it is a 5-bedrooms duplex with a study. Can you imagine
I
that?
I can imagine.
So, it happened that there was a particular wall that was broken off.
Mm.
And then reconstructed in a certain way, and that architect said that he pointed a certain points of that building and said these points of this building will not last here the next 5 years because you've taken off what is holding it.
Yes.
And it cannot be on this open space that you left here and last long. So this very point just points out that's just
a huge problem. I'll say urbanization is the cause.
Yeah.
Urbanization, because so many people are living village areas or smaller towns and trying to come here.
Yes.
So you end up staying with either an uncle, a cousin, a brother, a sister.
You see.
And so because of that, you see the houses end up being too small. I mean, everybody understands the case of the house rent issues, but people look to try and maximize their spaces. Now there's nothing wrong with space maximization, but it should be done in accordance with the original plan and what engineers will okay based on your structural capacity of the building.
Exactly.
I mean, anybody that's finishing a house can make it look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the beauty is used to try and hide the incompetence or what is lacking in that building.
Absolutely.
Yes, I mean, I would have used makeup as an example, but I don't want any problem with women.
No, you can do that. I mean, makeup, this is it. We have a lot of beautiful ladies. I can't say we have ugly ladies. I know we have a lot of beautiful listeners, that do makeup. No, we're not saying you're not beautiful. You're really, really beautiful. But we know that you are also using the makeup to further enhance the beauty.
Yes.
The beauty.
Yes.
Yes.
My final point to bring this home is, you've been saying it a lot throughout this program.
Yes,
I thought maybe you even knew what I was about to say.
Oh, wow.
But my final point, being point seven,
yes,
is work with a professional.
Absolutely.
For direction.
Absolutely. No, this is it.
You have professionals for each job specification.
Yes.
All right.
Mm.
Each job title, you have a professional in that field.
Absolutely.
As a project manager, we coordinate the processes of each and every stakeholder in any project that we're doing.
Yes.
So this means that we work with the architects, we work with the engineers, we work with the clients themselves, we work with the builder, we work with the surveyors, we work with everybody. Yeah. So because we know everybody in the in the whole chain, in the whole construction line chain, it is best if you meet someone like a project manager when it's actually a project that you want to, or a house you want to build, for instance.
Yes.
And of course, professionals such as sales consultants and marketers are the ones to meet when you're looking at buying or renting a property. Oh, wow. Those are the kind of people to meet.
Absolutely.
But as long as you work with professionals,
yes,
you make sure that errors are averted. Simple mistakes. Yes. That can be very costly.
Costly at the end.
Averted as well.
Absolutely. I mean, these points are very, very key, Mr. C. So, I mean, you've been listening on the show, because I see this very point is one thing we've always been hammering on this show, for people to always work with professionals, because we have seen that 100%, not 99% of the people who make mistakes try to get these things done themselves. Because there's absolutely no way you ask a question to get direction for a road and then you get directed wrongly.
Yes.
It is absolutely impossible, right? Impossible. Because you do not know where you're heading to, and there is someone just by the side who know where you're going to, and you ask a question, they direct you. Like I usually use this adage in my, you know, mother tongue that says which simply means that someone who asks questions can never get lost. Absolutely. So, I mean, if you work with a professional, there is a 0% rate of making a mistake. I tell you the honest truth. And I mean, look at Mr. Sesu. He just said it again. So always try to work with a professional. If you need to buy a property, Mr. Sesu is here. If you need to, like, things you need to, like, in fact, can I be very clear with you? If you want to buy a property, you don't only need Mr. Sesu. You need me to get you the right location that fits the purpose that you want to, you know, build it for. You want me to advise you on the best investments you can make with such property you wish to buy, and the best way to get the best deal that helps you, you know, get the most of your funds which you are putting into that property. I am going to be there to give you professional assistance on that. And then Mr. Sesu is going to be here to give you some technical support on the quality of, even if I show you a building that is not nice, Mr. Sesu says, no, this building is not nice, we leave that building and we head for the next one. Absolutely. I mean, Mr. Sesu, that's it.
Of course. I mean, because that's how it should be.
Yes, because we're professionals here, and we don't want anything that, you know, puts our clients on the line, you know, of destruction or problem or regret and the rest. So, I mean, we're all here. We're going to be here, you know, for you guys. So, I mean, these few points we've just, you know, listed out. I mean, thank you so much, Mr. Sesu. I feel like hugging you right now.
If not, you know, social distancing.
Social distancing, of course. So these points are very, very key. And I believe that you, our listeners, have learned a lot on today's episode on the Tori Show, on the tips on real estate investment. You know, so I mean, these tips are very, very helpful. Do not take them for granted. They might sound little, but I tell you, these things, when you miss one of them, you're going to pay dearly for it. So please take note of this point. If you need to listen to this podcast again, over and over again, until you get this point, even if you need to note them down, get a pen and a paper. Put these things down, because you're going to be needing them someday. Because I know that if you are on this show, you're someone who is, I mean, interested in properties, and you're someone who knows the benefits of property investment. So I know that somehow, someday, you're going to have to make that decision to, you know, buy a property. Please listen to this podcast anytime at all. They are always there. All the episodes from 1 to date, they are always there, you know, on the platform. Click on any of the links and it links you to any of the episodes of the podcast. Just in case you need to learn one thing or listen to one episode that answers the questions to what you need to do per time. So please always listen. And then for any guest speaker we have that you need his service, you know, for something you need to do, you can always find their phone numbers on, you know, the platform, and then you can always reach out to them. You know, they are always there to help you. That is what we do on the Tori Show, to ensure that you don't make a mistake and you don't throw your money away. You're not paying us for this, but we're doing it for the love of our clients, and we're doing it for the love of honesty and fairness, okay? So thank you very much for listening on today's episode on the Tori Show, and ensure that you act on all these things that we have taught you today. So thank you very much, Mr. Sesu, for coming around today. This is an honor. We know you have a lot of things to do today, but you made our time to come help us talk to our dear listeners. We really appreciate, and we do not take this for granted. Thank you very much, and definitely you're coming back on this show in no due time, because I'm sure they really want to hear more of you.
The pleasure is all mine, Mr. Kingsley. I'm grateful that I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sesu. So thank you, our dear listeners, for listening on today's episode. Until we come your way on the next episode, I remain your host, Kingsley Agu. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.